Good evening. You're welcome.
Evening. Is it evening?
It is.
Is this here?
Yes, here.
Where do you think, what do you think the time is?
Well, I thought it was about 3 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yes.
Right.
I'm so pleased you're speaking to me. Those other people didn't say a word.
No, I understand.
So rude.
Well, so we'll have a little chat and then you'll begin to understand why they didn't speak to you. But how
would
you,
very much mind showing me the exit to this park? Because, you see, I've been going round and round and round.
Yeah. And you're in the park?
Yes.
Yes. Looking at the flowers and so on?
Yes.
Have you noticed that the flowers are very bright and beautiful?
Yes, they are very beautiful.
More than normal?
Well, now I've looked again, yes, they are.
Sparkly.
Very bright. In fact, there's quite a few I don't recognise.
No, no. But you should begin to see other people in the park that will listen to you as well.
Well, I've been saying, excuse me.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me, and they just disappear.
And you felt a little bit unwell? Yes?
Much of my days are spent feeling a little unwell.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
did you wonder what happened to you when you die, to all of us, and what happens to us?
Well, of course, my dear, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Well, that's where you are now. You're in a park. We'll call it heaven. In the spirit world. And some of those people you should begin to recognize. Someone that died before you, because that's what's happened. But the shock.
Everyone dies in a park.
Yeah. No. It doesn't matter where we die. But I just think you were in a park in spirit, not on the earth anymore.
Well, I haven't had anything to tell me that. I still feel the same.
Yeah, well, yes, you will. But you'll feel better than you did, much better, in your health. You'll feel lighter, brighter. And just a little bit different.
Well, I need to, my dear. I need to feel a little better, I think.
Yeah, well, you will. Can you see anyone you recognise?
Well,
forget the people that didn't speak to you.
There is a vague shape. It seems familiar, but I'm not sure. I'm beginning to feel really tired.
Yes.
You're really tired.
Right. Well, those people will take you and you'll have a rest and they can tell you what's happened to you. Fact is that you've died and you've gone to spirit.
Mum, have the word Beryl, their name Beryl.
Beryl?
Mm. I don't know if that's this lady's name or a friend of hers.
I'm Beryl.
You're Beryl.
Mm. How did you know that? I did not tell you my name.
A little bit of guesswork.
So, are you telling me everyone who dies, it feels like this?
Maybe we all feel a little different. Maybe we immediately see someone like a husband or a mother, a father waiting. It's not all the same for everyone, but you're in a park which is rather nice.
It's beautiful.
The name Larry as well. Larry.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't want to see him.
Okay. If you don't want to see them, you won't.
No.
Don't worry about that. If you need a rest, which I think you do, and then when you had your rest, someone with a lot more knowledge than me would be able to tell you where you are and what you do and so on. But something's caused you to die, probably you had a heart attack or something, and you're in heaven.
Well, it's too much to take in.
Yeah.
Harold or Henry are waiting.
Henry.
For Beryl, yes.
I see shadows, but they're not clear.
No. No, I think you should have your rest. And.
But it would be nice if she could see Henry or Harry. It's the same person, Henry, Harry, before. Straight in front of you, Beryl, there's a very large white bush. It's so bright, it's twinkling. And behind that bush, you're going to find your beloved. Can you go towards that bush for me, in your mind?
Would you like to come with me, my dear?
I can't, I'm afraid. Neither of us can. Not yet.
No, we just have to show you the way. And can you see a seat to sit on?
Yes.
And have your rest.
Yes.
And when you wake up again, you'll begin to understand.
Harry will be there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's been a very long, long time since I saw him.
Was he your husband?
Yes.
Yes. So you've been without him for a long time?
A long time.
Oh, you'll have a lot of catching up to do. That would be lovely. I would say sit down and he'll sit by the side of you and wait for you to wake up.
Yes, I am very, very weary. Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. And you'll be fine.